Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Breakfast Club.
It's very, 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 very big.
You guys are changing the entire scene. The culture of
hip-hop. Y'all came a long way.
They might not have the news, but, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Who to go? Let's go.
DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, and Charlamagne the God.
Y'all are like a mega force.
Breakfast Club, that's how we get our day started.
Right now.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Jess Hilarious.
Good morning.
Charlamagne is out today, and it's Friday.
Yes.
How you feeling, Jess?
Listen, it's the fifth day. I can't even fake it. I'm tired as hell.
You tired?
Yes, I'm tired. Yo, but I bought my badge today. And listen, every other day, right? I had the badge since like last week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been forgetting it every morning.
Got your work badge?
I'm telling you, yeah. So like people still, I got called one of the producers like, yo, open the door.
Can you come down and get me? Can you open the door?
Right, it's crazy. But you know what I realized I don't like? I mean, well, I have to adjust to. I actually drove from the station to New Jersey yesterday. It's cool once you get in the tunnel. Yo, getting out of New York is the worst thing ever. Like the GPS, I don't know if anybody else got this problem, but Apple GPS, it has a problem finding where you are.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
should use Waze. You don't use Waze?
No, I stopped using Waze, but I'm going to have to download it again because Apple need to update or something. It's like, it gets lost in New York.
Yeah? Now, so, Waze usually works well.
Yeah, I hated it. Yo, it was like 30 minutes getting out the city. And then I was on E, and I got problems.
E in New York City is bad because there's no gas stations around.
There's no gas stations until you get in New Jersey kind of sort of, yo. And then I don't like niggas pumping my gas, yo, that I don't know.
What you mean?
You
that's the best thing about Jersey. When it's cold outside, they got to pump your gas. You're not allowed legally to pump your own gas in New Jersey. They have to do it.
Okay.
What's wrong? You think somebody gonna steal your gas? You think they gonna put the wrong gas in? You think gonna steal your gas? But like what?
I don't know. You gotta pay them to do it, right?
No, you don't pay them. That's part of it. Let me get $20 on
pump six or
yeah,
whatever
I
the
felt
93.
Bad, so I was like,
you gave me a little tip?
Yeah, but it's like, I'm gonna need gas a lot, and I don't want to tip everybody every time. Because I didn't ask you to do this. I'm from Baltimore. We pump our own gas.
Jess, I'm sorry, everybody out there. I don't tip nobody. I give them $40. Give me $40. Super, and I keep it moving.
See, I just feel bad because that's a service. I'm like, it was cold. This nigga got this vest on. He look hungry. Like, yo, that's, I don't know.
I never tip the gas guys. It's $40 and right, super. Cool. Keep it moving. $60 right. Super. Keep it moving. I never fill my tank up. It's always 40 and 60 just in case I might need an extra 40 later on or something.
That G-Wagon is a gas guzzler.
It is a gas guzzler.
I'm like, man, I'm going to have to get a car from Envy.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. Last night, I took my daughter on a date. We went to the Brooklyn Nets game. We had a great time. Her boyfriend came too, though, so I was kind of like a chaperone.
Oh, you ain't taking on no date.
I was kind of like a chaperone. It was, right. You know what I mean? But we had a great time. He is from Ohio, so anytime the Cleveland Cavaliers come in town, I take them to the game. So they lost by 30, I think it was. The Nets lost by 30. But we had a good time, man. It was just bonding. It was just a great time. I love spending time with my daughter because I know there's going to be a time when she's going to get married one day and have kids and not going to want to hang out with me anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just take all those moments. But I got three other daughters, so I ain't worried about
right,
it.
Right,
I got
right.
Two as you leave. Next one comes right up.
You got an army.
I got an army. Well, let's get the show cracking. T Grizzly will be joining us this morning. He has a new project that's out right now. We're going to be kicking it with T Grizzly. And up next, we got Front Page News. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. And it's Friday.
Yes.
Usher's performing at the Super Bowl this Sunday, and he released a new record. We're going to play it every hour on the hour. What's the name of this record, Red? Stone Cold Freak.
Oh, Lord.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Come on. Right, that's Usher. Stone Cold Freak. His album is out today. He's going to be performing at the Super Bowl this Sunday. And for the People's Choice mix, we're going to do an Usher mix. All right, whatever your favorite Usher mix song is, we're going to get on this morning. All right, it's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God, and let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday, Kobe Bryant, they released his statue in front of the Lakers arena, and his wife was talking about it, and she said that Kobe actually picked the statue picture.
I don't want to reveal too much about the statue before you see it, so I'll leave you with one of my husband's amazing quotes. Leave the game better than you found it, and when it comes time for you to leave, leave a legend. And that he did. And for the record, Kobe picked the pose you're about to see. So if anyone has any issues with it, tough.
So congratulations. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not too many people that have statues, right? I know Michael Jordan has one. I think Shaquille O'Neal has one. Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant. I think Wilt. I think that's it. Not too many people have statues. So salute and always rest in peace. What up, Tez?
What's going on, DJ Envy? And let me say this. You guys have heard me say the queen of the Breakfast Club, Jess Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was confirmed yesterday. Yes, exactly right. Why I call this woman the queen of the Breakfast Club. Y'all give a round of applause for Jess Hilarious.
Thank you, Tess.
She is the queen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she is. She had y'all up here apologizing to daddy and all type of stuff. I love it.
We'll get into that in the rumors, but let's talk about Biden.
Yes, the special counsel decided not to charge the president in a case yesterday, primarily because they found nothing wrong that he proved. They did not prove that he had willful intent for Biden to illegally hold on to classified information. Now, the special counsel wrote that one reason Biden wasn't going to be prosecuted for these classified documents was because he would present as an elderly man with poor memory to the jury. So let's take a listen to what he said about his memory.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
How
totally
bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Huh? Yeah,
what?
Big Joe was upset yesterday. He getting tired of y'all bringing up his memory. Now, while making reference to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, he appeared to confuse. Well, he did confuse, not appear. He confused Mexico with Egypt. He said that the president of Mexico did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. Take a listen to what he said on how he made that mix up.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. My memory is fine. my memory. Take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Last thing, Jesus. He definitely was upset. He got tired. He was definitely like, you know, let's put this memory issue to bed. And again, he made a mistake even while he was talking, which happens. And it's just all a matter of how you want to look at that. But this part I found interesting. He was very upset that the special counsel basically said he forgot when his son died. So take a listen to that.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away.
So in conclusion, guys, just to make sure it's very clear what this was about. This was about classified documents, the classified documents that they found at President Biden's house. Obviously, we know they did the same thing with former President Trump. So this conversation, this was all about, you know, why isn't he getting charged the same way President Biden is being charged? And I just want to point out a couple of differences between the two. President Biden, they found a small number of documents, less than 12. At his Penn Biden Center. It was discovered by Biden attorneys, and he turned it over to the National Archives immediately and participated. Now, former President Trump, 300-plus documents were found, including 25 that was marked top secret, and the documents were demanded by the National Archives. They had to seize the documents by the FBI, and that's what prompted the obstruction of justice investigation because he refused to turn it over. So those are the difference between the two for folks that are saying, you know, why isn't he getting in the same type of trouble that former President Biden is?
Yeah, I mean, he made a mistake, right? He referenced Mexico when he was supposed to say Egypt or whatever it was. We all make mistakes. But, you know, with the president, you look at it a little differently, right? You look like he should be prepared when he does these speeches. This is his job. This is what he should know. This is his business. It's kind of like Jess with comedy, right? If Jess goes out on stage, she might forget a line, but she does it so much that it should come so natural.
It's,
you know what I mean?
And
the same thing with the president. What I don't like, though, I tell you, Tez, I feel like they don't respect the president. Regardless if you like him or love him or hate him or whatever it may be, I feel like there's no respect. Like, even when he was answering the first question, the reporter just cut him off and just asked another question.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's no respect. You wouldn't do that to your teacher. You know what I mean? You have more respect for your teacher than the president, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, and I will say this, you know, it's a lot of information. And, you know, again, not making excuses, just calling it what it is. When he did make the mistake, you know, about the switching up the names, it was him answering a question. It wasn't necessarily in the speech or prepared. And you got a lot of information coming at you. And sometimes you make a mistake.
Right.
Earlier this week, was it this week or last week, I said Georgia instead of Jordan. My mouth just said Georgia. It was a mistake. And people off with her head. She should know better. She should. And, you know, not taking into account. It's 2 a.m. in the morning when in LA, so sometimes you have a slip of the tongue.
That's right.
And so they do it to us, you know. Oh, Jess, you forgot to say this. Oh, Envy,
well,
you forgot to say
can't
this.
Read. I'll be like, I ain't gonna read no more.
Right. Exactly. So at the end of the day, and you know what's funny about it, Envy, is the people in the comments, I want to see them go live on Instagram and not make a mistake. You know, so when you're processing, they can't do it.
Right.
It's very easy to say what somebody would do. And then when you're doing this, and like we're doing in front of 10 million people, live radio on this microphone, sometimes you have a slip of the tongue.
That's right.
And we all try to be best. And again, I'm not discounting all of the issues that people have with him and his age and all of that. Those are, you know, real issues and real concerns. But I think when we start nitpicking a word or two or miss, we just being extra at that point,
and
in my opinion.
Disrespectful, so.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that is front page news. What are we talking about next hour?
Yeah, we got some good stuff we're talking about next hour. Florida parents are having to get permission for people to participate in Black History Month. So we're going to talk about that. And then there was, again, an election yesterday that nobody knows about. And so I'm going to give you that information. Trump did win in Nevada, so we'll talk about that.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Charlamagne, what's up?
What's up, sis?
Good morning, Trey.
Wait, is Sean not there?
Nah, Sean not here today.
Oh, yo, I can't stand Envy. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, baby.
Yo, see, and Sean wouldn't be there today, so I feel like now I got to call back because I have to talk to you, Jeff.
Okay.
And the only reason I have to ask you a question is Charlamagne's fault.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I had to come to you as a man today, Jeff.
Okay.
The last time I was up there, about a month and a half or so, I showed Charlamagne a picture of my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And this man double glanced, and he got all hyped and was like, oh, my God, have you ever seen Jeff's boyfriend? I was like, no. And he was like, your boyfriend and Jeff's boyfriend look just alike.
Oh,
and I said, oh, no, I think like I need to have a conversation with Jess and make sure she's not sleeping with my man.
Ain't nobody sleeping with your man, Trav, and you ain't sleeping
with him. I gotta ask you, Jesse. You talk to Charlamagne.
Goodbye, Trav. Trav, I know you're not doing much this weekend because your Cowboys are not in the Super Bowl. I know you plan to go to Vegas and everything like that, but you're not going to Vegas, so enjoy Philly, huh?
Goodbye, Trav.
Envy, I'll bite.
Don't bite me.
I'ma smack Charlamagne, yo.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Shell from ATL.
Shell from ATL. Get it off your chest, brother.
Hey, I ain't got much to say, but I'm blessed. And let me say, we all are blessed because we have Jess on the Breakfast Club.
Amen, right?
Thank you.
Hey, real quick. One of the best moments so far of 2024 was how Jess came on the Breakfast Club and made that connection with Charlamagne, DJ Envy. I don't think that situation would have happened and would not have been as successful. We was not blessed with Miss Jess. We love you. Keep doing what you do. Keep being you. And we love listening to you every morning.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's what it is, Shell. You got to say, thank being you.
You.
Hey.
What?
Friday, we blessed. And I'm going to do what it do.
There you go.
I love you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live? Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Envy. This is Dre from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, Dre? Get it off your chest, brother.
I really just want to give flowers to Jess Hilarious and her amazing job on The Breakfast Club and actually getting the job.
Thank you.
The first time I heard y'all on the radio, the chemistry was unmatched. And every other guest you guys had, you know, it was cool and all, but Jess, it's like y'all melded together since day one. And seeing the hate online, I didn't understand it. It just showed me people wasn't listening because they just hated the hate. So, you know, I'm happy for Jess. I'm so glad that you're permanent here. You know, the show just, it wasn't the same with other guest hosts as when you came on. But I just really want to give you your flowers, queen, and say good morning. And I also want to shout out Charlamagne, too. We met back at the Book of Hope surprise party for Jay back in July. I got a couple pictures I could post, whatever, but it was a pleasure meeting you as well. But Jess, I definitely want to give you those flowers.
Thank you, That's sir. I love it. Thank you.
See, the dope thing about Jess is like what I told when Page Six asked me. I said, not only is she a comedian, she's witty, she's fast on her feet, and Jess don't back down. Like, what you see in on the camera on air is the same behind the scenes. Jess don't back down, and that's the best thing about it. She don't back down to me, not to Charlamagne, not to a guest up here, and she funny as ish.
Thank you.
So, I'm excited, man. Every time I come to work, I'm excited with
Yay!
Jess. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Matt, man.
Matt, what's up? Get it off your chest.
I'm just saying I want to elaborate on what y'all talked about earlier with the whole Biden and Trump situation, how Trump didn't get charged like Biden did. I just feel it's just because Trump got all that money, man. So he got the hush money.
That's all you got?
No, it's not all I got. And plus, they just these white people, man, they still taking from us. Get them out the office. We don't want no white people in there. Put somebody black in there.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, they just don't like Trump, and they're going to try everything to make sure Trump doesn't run. And like you said, both of them had paperwork at the house that they shouldn't have had at their house. I don't understand why they're allowing these people to take classified paperwork home anyway. If it's that classified, it shouldn't be in nobody's home. It shouldn't leave the White House, honestly. And that's with Biden. That's with Trump. That's with any elected official. They shouldn't be taking that stuff anywhere that somebody could break into somebody's house or somebody's family member or kids could take that paperwork and it could go into to the wrong hands. So I don't understand why any of that paperwork is allowed to leave the White House.
Honestly. Man, now how they even getting the paperwork? It got to be an inside job.
Bro, they the president.
Yeah, it's
That's how they got
it. They got it.
Forget it. Thanks, Lamar. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we got Jess with the mess. What are we talking about?
Yes, we do. I'm Monique. Thanks, Jess Hilarious and the Breakfast Nubs.
We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne is out today. He'll be back on Monday. And let's get to Jess with the mess.
Yes. Jess
is going to bring you numbers.
Jess with the mess. And this is real.
On The Breakfast Club.
I'm going to be no difference.
Jonathan Majors accused of abuse by two more of his ex-girlfriends.
Jesus.
Now, I didn't mean to chuckle, but this story is interesting. While Jonathan Majors is awaiting his sentencing for his domestic violence case against his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari, now we got two more exes popping out the woodwork. And let's play What Race Is This?
His exes are?
Yes. I gotta give you the name.
Okay, okay.
All right. Emma Duncan and Maura Hooper.
I have to go with Caucasian.
Caucasian. Caucasian it is. Shake it up. Yes, exactly. So Emma Duncan, they actually were dating back in drama school. They took acting classes together back in 2015. And she's actually an actress and a director.
Mm-hmm.
And she alleged that Jonathan threatened her with violence and threw her across the room one time. She said he would always threaten her with violence or whatever, but the only time he actually put his hands on her was when he threw across the room one time. And then the other woman, Maura Hooper, says that she dated Jonathan from 2013 to 2015. And she claims that she got pregnant during their relationship and he allegedly dropped her off to the abortion clinic and never came back to get her.
Jesus.
I say, you know how many sisters done went through that baby?
You stupid.
But Jonathan, his attorney stated that the abortion was a mutual agreement,
mm-hmm.
and it's still a very painful memory for him. So, you know, this is something that he don't even want to address. His attorney also said they won't. He could bring up the toxic behavior and the troubling behavior of Emma Duncan and Maura Hooper. But he is choosing to take responsibility for his own part and just focus on himself and addressing his lifelong depression. So, Megan got a lot of work to do, honey.
The sad thing about it is, right, it's mm-hmm.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league.
Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Besides every story, people always say there's her side, his side, and then there's the truth, whatever that is, because we haven't heard what he had to say yet.
No.
But, you know, the sad thing about it is regardless, he's guilty until proven innocent.
Yep.
So anything that he tries to do until these cases are done, he will lose sponsorships.
Yep.
He won't get jobs.
Yep.
He won't be able to feed his family until all this is done. And we don't know the facts. We don't know the truth. All we know is just what one side says, which is the sad part about everything.
Yeah. And then we see what this is. I mean, well, I see exactly what this is. This is what we've been saying all along. I know one thing. He better not go back. He better not go back over there.
What do you mean, to the white side?
Yes, he better not go back over there. Megan, you better put them shackles on him.
You stupid.
You better chain him to something. Because, Lord, now they coming out. All right. Monique praises the Breakfast Club. Yesterday, we covered Monique's Club Shay Shay interview. Mm-hmm. And Charlamagne made himself Donkey of the Day, as he rightfully should have, for making Monique Donkey of the Day a few years ago. Monique and her husband, Sydney Hicks, went live on Instagram to thank us. Play number one.
I want to talk to my babies at the Breakfast Club. Listen, oftentimes people don't know what a genuine apology will do. They don't even understand. It allows us to say, we accept that apology and we move forward because today, y'all own that. And I want to speak to my baby, Jess Hilarious.
Come on.
And let me speak to DJ and Leonard first. She's a beautiful asset sitting in that seat. And she's going to bring something very special to that show. And I know the community is agreeing with what I'm saying right now. Because what that sister did when she sat in that seat, she was able to get y'all to see something and understand something that nobody could get you to see for years. And just that baby sitting there with nothing but honesty and said, no, we got to deal with this, y'all. You don't understand what that baby's bringing to that show.
And I tell you, I really, really appreciate that. Monique is an OG, you know, along with Cat Williams. And both of them had said some really, really nice things about me, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not a nub.
Because like, one of the Breakfast Club nubs.
Yeah, one of the Breakfast Club. I mean, one of the producers will come in here like, "Hey, nubs." No, I'm not the nub.
I'm not one of them nubs.
Yeah, and the main nub is gone
today.
Main
nub ain't here today.
Yeah, but just to see her and Sydney really sit there and really give me my props, and I even, you know, made him emotional. They had some other good things to say about me. Play number two.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. And because you babies owned it and you apologized,
we love you. And we loved you then. Just Hilarious. Keep that going because you are a great addition. Because there were others that would have sat in that seat and would not have said a word. So nothing but love and respect for y'all. And one last thing. Thank you, Charlamagne, for not calling a brother daddy.
I loved it. I love seeing it. How did you feel when you saw it, Envy?
I mean, I thought it was dope. I wish Charlamagne would have said, you know, he apologized, daddy. But I will say, you know, when you grow up and you start learning things, you learn, like I just said, there's different sides to people saying things. Like, you know, it's we've all been in the news for different things. And a lot of times people don't know the full story.
Yeah.
And I think with Monique, I don't think we got the full story. And when she was able to put out the full story, you realize you're wrong. And mm-hmm. when you realize you're wrong, doing the grown-up thing is apologizing.
Absolutely.
It's not about ego. It's not about, well, no, that's not what I'm doing. No, if you're wrong, apologize. It doesn't make you soft. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you a stronger person. I tell that to my kids. I'm sure you tell that to your boy.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Charlamagne tells that to his girls. But that's what it is. If you make a mistake, you apologize and you say you're sorry and, you know, you keep it moving. And that's what big boy men should do. That's what big boy women should do. No, it's big girl women.
You better not start that up here.
You're right.
No big boy women.
All right, you're right.
All right. But no, yeah. And then just to add to that last thing, you cannot tell somebody when to stop being hurt. You can't tell somebody how to be hurt and all of that. No, no, no. It's about integrity and what is good for us. So
again, salute to Monique and salute to Sydney. We appreciate you guys. And it seems like they accepted our apology. So I'm glad they accepted our apology.
Yes, and I'm glad I was able to push that. For that to happen, because I was going to have to whoop little bald head ass for that. But yeah, I appreciate it, and I love my brothers as well. So,
all right, and that is Jess with the mess. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us, and then T Grizzly will be in the building. It's a Friday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're checking out the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Welcome back to this.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning to the queen of the Breakfast Club, Jess Hilarious.
Good morning, Ted.
Now, for everybody out there listening, the Super Bowl is this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. is the time. All right? They say they're selling chicken wings like crazy. So, 6:30 p.m.
For real?
Yes. They said people are selling. There's pounds and pounds of chicken wings they're selling right now. So,
okay.
Wow.
They're saying people are doing a lot of Super Bowl parties.
Nice.
All right. Now
I wonder if he's going to have the strippers. I know y'all talked about that. I'm interested to see what that show is like.
Oh,
I'm sure they won't be strippers. They'll be dancers.
Skaters, probably.
Yeah, but wearing a little bit to none clothes, to no clothes. But they won't be strippers.
Okay, I know y'all made a big deal about it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Now let's jump right into it. You want to talk about these Florida schools making kids sign permission slips? Or parents sign permission slips?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So in Florida, parents have to sign permission slips to get their kids to participate in Black History Month. Take a listen.
The permission form is asking parents if they want their kids to participate in class and school-wide presentations showcasing the achievements and recognizing the rich and diverse traditions, histories, and innumerable contributions of the Black communities.
This is a policy that's an extension of a new state board rule.
School board member Steve Gallen says it all has to do with getting parental consent when individuals come on campus, a policy that was just enacted last year in November, an extension of the Parental Bill of Rights.
We have to follow the law. We have to implement the rules that are adopted by the State Board of Education. But we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. And we have to square some obligations we have to academic freedom.
But Gallen is concerned about the unintended consequences this may have on children whose parents choose not to have them attend.
Mm. Yes, so this is, you know, something that you even heard Governor Ron DeSantis talk about when he was running for president of the United States, how this is something that he thinks should happen, you know, all over the country. I want to explain to you what the Florida Bill of Rights is, because that's what this is about. That is a bill that establishes, provides the state and its political subdivisions and any other government entity or institution may not infringe upon the fundamental rights of a parent to direct the upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of a minor child. So this is just about, you know, making sure that parents are involved and being able to say if they can participate in Black history or not is something that they think should be asked permission. Now, obviously, those who disagree said that Black history is American history and it should actually be something that is required and not a permission. So this goes into you know, the conversation in Florida about the woke ideology and you know, saying that it shouldn't be something special. You know, basically, Black history, you need to ask for permission to be involved because they think that, you know, the things that are pushed during Black History Month disagrees with a lot of people's ideology, basically.
I think it's BS.
I think that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Because then you have things like, we just had a story where there's this guy, this 18-year-old kid or something like that, mm-hmm. they had to play a slave or something, or you got the stuff going on, even elementary schools and middle schools and stuff like that. I think if it's stuff like that going on, I would want to be able to say, nah, y'all don't have permission to put that. You know what I mean? To do stuff like that.
I agree with you when it comes to my children acting in a play or something like that. But when it comes mm-hmm. to academic freedom, right, is generally protected because you should be able to teach the kids what's history, right? Mm-hmm. They don't make you fill out a permission slip when they teach about George Washington. They don't make you fill out a permission slip when they teach you about Christopher Columbus. So why do I got to do a permission slip when they got to learn about Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks or any of those people? So I think it's bull crap. Like when it comes to, like Jess said, if it's acting out and plays and you want my child to be a slave, you need a permission slip for that. But if it's just natural teaching history, because black history is American history as well. We're part of American history. They should be able to teach that without getting permission slip. Because what's going to happen is white parents can be like, no, I don't want my kid to know that.
That's exactly on Tuesday. That's exactly, and not all black people know black history, you know, so it's an opportunity, you know, it's easy to say, you know, teach your kids at home that, but everybody doesn't know it to even teach their kids at home. That's just the reality of it. So if they don't hear it at all, you know, during this 1 month, where do they get that information? And again, to your point, DJ Envy, other kids, if white parents aren't taking out the time, hey, you know, I want you to know who Malcolm X is. That's important to know, because that is a part of the fabric of this country. So
no, absolutely. I think I was just thinking about it on that one side, but I definitely agree with you, Envy and Tez.
Well, I want to tell you quickly about an election that happened yesterday in Nevada. There was a caucus. Donald Trump won that. He was the only one on the ballot, though, by the way. Not the only one. There was another candidate on it, but Nikki Haley was not on the ballot, who is, you know, folks will say his biggest opposition. So yesterday he did win by 60%. Now, we reported earlier this week how there was a Nevada election. Now, there's a difference between a caucus and an election. So in the Nevada election, I told you guys that there was a candidate by the name of none of these candidates that was on the ballot. So yesterday during Trump's speech, he did want to thank none of these candidates. Take a listen.
And last night, you know what happened last night, right? None of the above. So I'd like to congratulate none of the above. I was one of those none of ever aboves. I was one of them. No, I watched that last night, and they won by 44 points. None of the above. So I want to congratulate.
And you know, the crazy thing about Trump is Trump stumbles his words a lot as well.
Yeah,
like, that's
Trump,
right.
Trump makes a lot of F-ups. He says a lot of the wrong things all the time. And they don't go at Trump like they go at Biden, which is sad, because Trump F's up a whole lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's so cocky, he's so arrogant.
But I think that's part of it,
you know.
Is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people pick and choose. You know, they, you know, people say, you know, why don't you talk about Trump more? Why don't you talk about Biden more? Why don't you talk about, you know, it's literally like a team sport to a lot of people, unfortunately. And so people, they hear what they want to hear and can critique what they want to critique. So you're right. But he did win the Nevada caucus. They'll continue, you know, moving forward to the Republican nomination. Yesterday, there was some news. I'm still watching the Supreme Court decision to decide if he will be on the Colorado ballot. So I did not report that this morning, because I want to wait for that story to actually develop a little bit more and see what they're going to do. So I'll give you that update on that next week.
Now, Tez, how can people follow you?
Oh, yeah. Please follow me on Instagram at Tez and Figaro. And I'm going to say this, because every time somebody comes to follow me, they always say, Tez, you don't look like you sound. You know, so, and that's called pitch bias, by the way. We talked about that, Jess Hilarious and I. Well, remember when we did the Black Effect Podcast Network panel? And they talked about pitch bias. So follow me at Tez and Figaro. No need to say you don't look like I sound. I get it. I know. But just follow me, because we have a good time on Instagram, Envy. You know I do. So we have a lot of chats, debates. We really, really discuss these stories. And subscribe to the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
All right. Have a great weekend. Now, when we come back, T Grizzly will be joining us. He got a new project out today. We're going to kick it with T Grizzly. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
T Grizzly.
What up, bro?
What up, dope?
What up, Grizzly?
Deal, man.
How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good. Feeling great. Blessed. All that.
Look good.
I'm glad you put down the joysticks a little bit to start rapping again.
You was really making that much money off video games?
Yeah, man. When I was about it.
Damn. Still are though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy, because before I was a rapper, I was a gamer. I feel like we all was. You know what I'm saying? Just growing up playing a game. So just like music is something I put a lot of passion into.
How do you make a career that, though? Like, that's what I always be wanting. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I had to be coached through it, because when I first started playing like online, I was just meeting different people who was already doing it, and they kind of taught me how to do it, and it just took off.
I'm surprised at the numbers that gamers make. So is it gambling, or is it tournaments, or how does it work?
No, it's just you building a community and an audience, you know what I'm saying? And they they paying to subscribe to your content.
Streaming.
Yep. Can that translate into record sales? I wonder.
Yeah, if you do it right, for sure. Yeah. So if I drop an album and I'm in GTA and I have a listening party, I'm like, all of us got to play it at the same time on our own and come back and give our feedback on the songs and stuff like that. Mm. Then you get everybody engaged and everybody streaming it.
Mm. What platform is that? Because, I mean, I'm sure messing with the labels, because once that's played in a Twitch or played in one of those streaming platforms, that got to be a spin, right? Because it's...
Yeah, for sure. Twitch, YouTube, it's a spin for sure. That's because I'm getting everybody to do it on their own. You feel me? Instead of me just listening to it for y'all and y'all hearing it with me, that's only one stream. You feel me?
What's the most you ever made, if you don't mind us asking? Because your diamonds are shining, brother.
I appreciate it. It was a lot. I don't know. It was a lot.
More than 6 figures?
Yeah.
Damn. Sure.
It was a lot. Yeah.
How do regular kids get to do that, though? I'm not what I'm trying to figure out.
My son don't be getting that out now.
Yeah.
And that's what game that's playing?
GTA.
GTA.
Yeah.
Oh, so you ready for GTA 6 then?
Yeah. Right. Super ready for that, for sure. It took them long enough, but shout out to Rockstar and my people, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, T's Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
You're not from New York.
No.
So why is it called T's Coney Island?
You know what's crazy? I'll never have to have this conversation in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Because they don't know Coney Island from there.
So Coney Island, now y'all got y'all bodegas, right?
Yeah.
We got them in Detroit, too, but it's just called Coney Island.
Oh.
So it's a bunch of different Coney Islands, you know what I'm saying? If you're from them areas, you got your own Coney.
So it's like a dog, a little convenience store.
Like a diner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where you get food.
What's the significance of that to you?
For me, growing up, you feel me? I ain't always like have a home cooked meal. I never ate out, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So I scrape up on a couple dollars. I know I go to the Coney and get some good food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But not that much money, you know?
So can you take a woman there? Would she be fine going to Coney Island?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they bougie nowadays.
Coney ain't bad, though. I took my wife to Coney Island before.
Have you invested in one? That's why you call it T's Coney Island?
I invested in the one in my area.
Okay.
Yeah,
smart.
So the one I grew up walking to, like, before school type, you know.
How'd you just approach him like, yo man, I want to buy a part of the business? So.
No, like I want to be a part of this. Like this Coney right here is significant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, to me and my upbringing. You know what I'm saying. So I just want to be a part of it. Mm. You feel me? They was rocking with me. You know.
Now, first day out was your biggest record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think that you would beat the success of First Day Out, because it's a club staple,
yeah,
radio
it's
record,
still hot.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You did it,
yeah.
So did you ever think that you would be there?
Man, that's one song I can say, like, I performed that song and the reaction is like it came out yesterday. You feel me?
Yeah.
My goal in life, you know what I'm saying, when it comes like chasing my dreams with this music, it was never to outdo anything. It was to get that in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy to have that. You know what I'm saying? And continue to let that be the car that drive the other content that I put out.
Yeah. Did that song put pressure on you? Like, because, you know, you came out the gate, Jay-Z tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Like, did it put pressure on you to keep making that level of music?
No, because I don't look at it like that. I look at it as the blessing that it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful for it. If anything else come, then it come. If not, then I'm grateful for it, because it saved and changed my life to this day.
All right.
Yeah.
You got a big record moving right now.
Yeah.
I Don't Give a F with Chris Brown and Mariah the Scientist. How'd that come about? How y'all link up?
Number one record, by the way, too. Number mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, for sure.
Congrats.
Definitely. Thank you. So I rock with Chris Brown, and I had went to his crib. We was in LA chilling at his crib, and we was in the studio just cooking and throwing around ideas, and we had came up with that one, and we knew we needed a female on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my wife had put me hip to Mariah the Scientist, and I've been a fan ever since. So I had shot it to her, and she loved it, killed it, did her thing. After that, we went number one.
You got a couple records with Chris Brown on the project. What's y'all energy like?
I mean, bro just a genuine dude. You know what I'm saying? Our energy, a lot of times when we kick it, it don't even be about music. You know what I'm saying? We just kick it. Like how we talking right now, we just be chopping it up.
Now, you got married pretty young. Most people say that's pretty young, especially in this industry, 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know she was the one? You mentioned her twice, because I know you're in love. We've seen all the wedding photos. How did you know she was the one?
It's no such thing as somebody being the one. You know?
You about to start some shit on that's social right. media with that one.
No, listen though. It's no such thing as somebody being the one, man. This takes effort. It got to be something you want to do. You got to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to be the one to want to do it, because they don't propose. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? This got to be something you want. This got to be something you want to do. This got to be something that you're willing to stick with no matter what. And it's got to be something you make a choice to put effort into. You feel me?
I agree with that. I agree with that, but she still got to be special enough for you to say, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, everybody's special. Mm-hmm. You feel me? There's nobody out here that's not special in their own way. With
that's
her,
what you should tell.
I don't know about no. I ain't never had none.
Good answer.
I ain't never had none.
But I like your take on that though. Like, you gotta be the one. You gotta, you know, because a lot of men always put it on a woman.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she was the one and she wasn't it. But you're talking about the other side of it,
yeah.
Which I appreciate that. Nah, we don't hear that.
Yeah.
Ever. So.
Nah, for sure. For sure. You gotta want it. You gotta want it, definitely.
When did you realize? What made you want to do it at that particular moment, in that particular time?
So, this always been a dream of mine. I always knew I was gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? Because the household I grew up in, it was a lot of dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I knew that's not what I wanted. I know I wanted to have a two-parent household, because that's what I wish I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I knew I wanted to be married and carry myself a certain way, because that's what I wish I saw coming up. So growing up for me was a kind of like a lot of what not to do, and that made me want to do this.
That's breaking generational curses, my brother. They say if you come from a broken home, make sure a broken home don't come from you.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with T Grizzly when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with T Grizzly.
Now, I know we talk about a lot of the success that you had with gaming and your records. But you also had some negative stuff around you as well. How have you been dealing with all that? Because I know it could be a lot, especially in this industry.
Yeah. Man, I just try my best not to feed into it, because I know how far it can go. You know what I'm saying? It could go too far. You know what I'm saying? And things can be broken beyond repair. So I just try my best to just.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Stay positive and deal with it the best way I can.
I feel like you've been given a, you know, you've been giving yourself, becoming a life of service, basically. You've been a public servant, because I saw you giving out free meals, you know, to people in Detroit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what made you want to do that? What did that feel like?
Yeah, so I've always been big on community service. Like, a lot of stuff I do, it be things that I wish somebody would have did for me. Mm-hmm. So you might hear me say that a lot. One of my guys, he opened up a restaurant, Hood Bocce, in Detroit. And
oh, that's hard. Hood Bocce.
Hood Bocce. Yeah, Hood Bocce in the hood too. So I'm like, this food is amazing that y'all cooking up here. You know what I'm saying? I want to feed a lot of people. Let's do an event where we just bring all the people out. I pay for all the food.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a big put together thing. It was just, let's just do this.
That's dope. Hood Bocce.
Hood Bocce.
So it's a bocce? It's just in the hood.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a lot of Detroit rappers, you guys have been squashing up your beefs. Was it a meeting or was it a conversation? Because it seemed not just with you and Sada Baby and a lot, but it seems like everybody's doing it, which I think is dope for the city. Because one time, if you're on one side of town, you can't go on this side of the town. But now it seems like you guys have been healing that those negative energies. How has that been, and how was those conversations?
I mean, it's been good. You know, some stuff went too far to turn back from, and some stuff can still be reconciled. You know, and we love our city, and whether we say it or not, we love each other. You know what I'm saying? And everybody want to see everybody win, because it just make us look better as a whole. You know what I'm saying? When something good happened for the city, it make all of us look better and do better. The Lions would have won, my prices would have went up. You know what I'm saying? So right. That's what we all want to see. No, it ain't hurt me. I was happy they had a great season, mm-hmm. man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't did this since before I was born.
Did you bet on it with anybody?
No, I ain't bet on it, though.
Okay.
I ain't bet on it, no.
How do you deal with a situation when you know it's gone too far? Like when you say certain things have gone too far and you can't reconcile them. So what do? You just leave it alone, ignore it? Like, what do you do?
Unfortunately, somebody got to come out a winner.
No.
Unfortunately, I mean, it's too far to, okay, so listen. If something went too far to turn back from,
mm-hmm.
and we both have to be here, and we both know we're going to eventually run into each other, somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose. That's life, though. This has been happening since the beginning of time.
What's a win, though?
A win is...
especially if that win could...
It depends on what you see as a win.
That's what I'm saying.
A win can be squashing it. That can be a win. True, because true. When you let stuff like that go, you feel a weight come off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I ain't got to deal with that no more. I ain't got to worry about that no more. Or a win could be something else. A win could be... I don't know. It could be something else.
Because did they let it go? Just because you let it go don't mean he let it go.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, a win can't be putting yourself in a position to where you're not here.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but also some stuff can't be reconciled, because even if it do, things might have went too far for you to even be comfortable around this person. So you might still feel something, some tension,
mm-hmm.
and you will always feel that. So,
at what point do you stop the robbery series?
I don't know. I think when they stop asking me for it, when they ask me to end it, because they be on me about the robbery.
You don't feel like you might be speaking things into existence a little bit?
No, because I've started like speaking in third person on there.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Making up characters and fake names. So none of this stuff is happening to T.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This happening to the characters I made up. So I ain't speaking it toward myself.
Is that something you're going to turn into one of them Detroit hood movies? Like
a Tubi movie?
Yeah. Nah, but because Detroit got their own genre. Like,
Yeah. I don't know. The opportunity presents itself to probably so. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But Tubi is like popping. I would like to see that as the movie. Like, Phoebe is like Detroit, Hollywood. Like
especially
Hollywood.
Detroit, yeah, I'm absolutely.
You, between Detroit and Cleveland, you know, it's the same eight niggas killing each other different ways. But I'm telling you, it is definitely one of the most popping networks that I be on. I watch Tubi every day. I put him on with it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, Tubi like that. Tubi like that.
Yeah.
Everybody know about Tubi.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. How's fatherhood changed you? Which is y'all like two now, right? Three?
Yeah, he just turned three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fatherhood, I wouldn't even say changed. I'd say like enhanced what was already there, you know, because I already was kind of polished a little bit from the learning from the mistakes I made and just knowing how to move and stuff like that. And I would say it enhanced all of that. Mm-hmm. It enhanced my heart. It enhanced my wisdom. You know what I'm saying? It enhanced my empathy, all that type of stuff.
How important is it for, you know, your son to carry your name? He's the third, right?
Yeah, he's the third.
Yeah.
It's super important. It's so crazy because I remember I was real young. I don't even remember how old I was, but my granddad who passed told me to do that. And I always told myself, like, damn, I hope I remember this by the time I have a kid, because I was so young and I remember to do it. So
he told you that verbally, like, yo, make sure your son.
Yeah, he like, well. Wow. Yeah, he told me to do that for sure.
Wow. Dope.
At one time, you said you would wish you could take back all the DMs you sent.
Yeah.
What was in them DMs that you were sending, the mass DMs?
Just
all of y'all special.
Anything.
All
y'all special. Not even that.
I love all y'all.
Not even that. The reason I say I want to take it away, it ain't even because I was saying nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to say nothing. I don't say nothing crazy to where, you know what I'm saying?
You have to regret it later.
You feel me? It's going to be a paper trail. Mm-hmm. I want to take all of them away because I don't know who I said something to. You feel what I'm saying? It's people out there who I forgot that I even DM'd. I just wish I could take all of it back.
What was you saying in them?
Well, they got unsend.
But see, the thing, I don't know who all I DM.
Oh, yeah, and if they already opened them and stuff.
You
and,
feel me?
Yeah.
It might be somebody out there like, look, this him right here. And I don't even, I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
And probably would never even go on their page again.
You can say it's AI now. That's a bot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even got to claim it was you.
Yeah, it's a song on album, What's That, featuring the late PnB Rock. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? Did he record that before his passing, or did
yeah, so we, teams? Yeah, no, we made that together before his passing. So when I was I was living in the Valley at the time, and in Cali, and bro stayed next door to me. Mm. I didn't even know he had told me come over his house like a few months before I moved in. Mm-hmm. And when I was moving, I'm like, dang, this place looks familiar. I've been here before. But I ain't pay too much attention to it. Then I seen him taking out the trash in his girl house shoes. I clowned on him for that for like 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
But taking out trash?
In his girl's house shoes.
In his girl's house shoes.
Oh, I thought you said out his girl's house. I ain't even hit the shoes.
No. He had her house shoes on, taking out the trash. And I was just, you know what I'm saying? That was some little insider. But he had a studio in his crib. And we had one there. We just always record stuff.
Yeah, see, he was at your wedding, right? One of the best
of the engagement party.
The engagement party, yeah. Keep it locked. We got more with T Grizzly. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with T Grizzly. And how are you dealing with all your trauma? With all, because PnB Rock was a close friend and your manager that passed. Like, how are you dealing with that trauma?
Yeah, so I do a lot of healing things. You know what I'm saying?
Love to hear that.
Yeah, I do a lot of healing things for sure. A couple people I want to just shout out with that. My sister, Tierra, we do certain things that kind of heal traumas, you know, like sit down with certain medicines and just get that stuff, release all that stuff.
What'd you do? DMT, shrooms, ayahuasca?
Ooh,
you did Aya?
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience. Yes.
Man, it was powerful, man.
Yeah.
It was super powerful, yeah. It's something in us, right, that already knows what to do with the medicine once it's inside you. Mm. And it does exactly what it's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And it just works perfectly. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The medicine is perfect for you. It's kind of like a facial recognition on your phone once it get inside your body. And it just unlocks things.
Mm.
You feel me? And the thing about it is, once you learn what it teaches you, or once it show you whatever you need to see, because it works for everybody individually, different ways.
Mm.
It's on you to remember this stuff.
Did you detox beforehand and like because you and set your intention and all of that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, we did it. It was very ceremonial how we did it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a room that we was in. You couldn't even bring certain technology devices in here. Yeah. You couldn't even step in here if you was in a certain frequency. Like, be super positive when you step in this room. We want to keep this energy a certain way.
Did you poop and vomit on yourself as well? They said that's
no, that's what the duck flower. I ain't did that one yet.
Mm.
I'm a little intimidated by
different.
That one.
It's different kinds, different types to do.
Yeah.
Who turned you on to it?
Who turned me on to it? My wife turned me on to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it before you?
No, but she knew about it.
Right.
And she was like, we should do this together.
Did it make you anxious?
No, it ain't make me anxious at all. It just made me like, it just woke me up to a lot of stuff.
Right.
It woke me up to not only how powerful we are, but how certain things shouldn't even bother us and how great life can be once you see it a certain way.
Did you see God?
Yeah.
Everybody that does it tell me they saw God.
Yeah, for sure. 1,000%.
What did it look like?
It was just light.
That's what somebody else told me, the exact same thing.
It was just light, bro, yeah.
And you did it where? Because a lot of people go overseas. You did it in California?
I did it in DR.
Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow. Did God speak to you?
Yeah, it's crazy because when he spoke, I couldn't hear it. And it was like, it was an angel. And I asked, like, well, I can't hear what he's saying. It was like, because the voice is too powerful. It's like, you couldn't handle hearing that.
Oh, you was talking to the shaman?
No, I was talking to the other figure entity that I saw that was there with me.
So it was another figure with you while you were talking to
him? Yeah, that took me up to God. Like, let's go see him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you were having conversations like this while you were...
Yeah, because I'm a person who asks a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm asking a lot of questions.
Like, where we going?
yeah, what's that? You know what I'm saying?
Because people told me when you do it, it's not, you don't feel like high. It's like you're fully aware where you are, but you're fully aware you're someplace else.
Because it's not high. Mm-hmm. It's not high. It's like, imagine you going into like a body of water. You know what I'm saying? And your purpose of going here is to come out with some jewels, some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So you're not getting high.
I know. How long really is that? Can't
after?
Wait now.
Is that
out? For me, like 4.
Right.
Yeah, but for everybody, it's different though. One thing about ayahuasca, it's not gonna let you go until it's ready to let you go. Like, you're gonna get everything you need to get.
Damn.
Yeah, you're not in no type of control.
You did it for multiple days or just that?
We did two days. Yeah, 2 days.
And when you come down, is it like you know, it's just like done? Like,
yeah, you know you out of it.
Really?
Yeah, you know you out of it.
Could you do it again, or this is a one time thing? This is something you only do once.
No, you do it again. You do it again.
But this is nothing that you. This is not something that you do like I do shrooms all the time. This is not something that you just do like that.
No. Yeah, it ain't nothing you do recreational. You're not even gonna want to do it recreational,
right?
Because it's like, that was deep. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna face some stuff like, oh, that was powerful. You know what I'm saying? But see, with the psilocybin, like the shrooms and stuff like that, what that do? I feel like that's like a heart medicine. It just make you like happy and make you able to smile at things and stuff like that.
Yeah. But like, even with my experience on you know, psilocybin, I've had like come to moments as well even with that. So I would like to do ayahuasca. I just don't feel like it's the time for me yet. Because like, to Charlamagne's point, you'll know when you have to do it. I'm excited to do it, and I hear, but I've had like some of the things that you're talking about. I've had that with shrooms. Like, I've been on shrooms and I've been my mother. I've been my grandmother who's passed. I've been my little sister. I've been my dad, and I could see generations and generations before me, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's only on shrooms. So I can only imagine how the ayah is.
Yeah, no, that's deep. That's deep. Yeah. Even with ayah, they say you go through generations of people and you can heal like generational traumas through the medicine.
Yeah.
You did a therapy too? Like, any just regular therapy, sitting down with a psychiatrist or therapist?
No, I ain't did that. Mm-hmm. I ain't did that.
So everything has been plant-based for you?
Yeah,
that's dope, man. That's dope.
I'm just, last question. So when you do go through the ceremony, are you sitting down? Are you laying down? Are you sitting in? You know. Yeah.
So for me, they made me sit up, like sit down, and for the women that was in the room, they laid down. Wow. They gave me the option to lay down though.
Wow. Have you wanted that to reflect in your music in any way yet?
It hasn't yet, because it ain't really the creativity in music, and that hasn't bridged yet for me. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tell me when they do it, you know, the things that they experience, you may not want to share, you know? So they tell you to write it down in a journal, but you probably wouldn't want to share that with the world just yet, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't really, it wasn't really nothing that was worth sharing. And one thing I learned, like how you say, like, people wouldn't want to share certain things because they ashamed of it. Shame was a big lesson when I was under the medicine. You know what I'm saying? Because just growing up, I always cared about like what people think and all that. One thing that the medicine taught me is like, it's nothing to ever be ashamed of, because anything about you, you didn't ask for it, but it's perfect for you. So you should never feel shame.
Did you see anybody that passed away? Did you see your manager? Did you see PNB at the time?
I didn't see them two, but I did see some other people who passed away though, for sure.
Wow. Damn.
Wow.
From the album, the Ayahuasca.
That was good, though. Yeah. Yeah. Because he gave some healing tips. But you know what I mean? Yeah. But once again, you got to do it when it calls you.
That's
you
right.
Know, that's not something you just say, oh, I need to go out there and heal. Like, no. When it calls you to it, and you got bought to it by people that you trust and love. So that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the album, Coney Island, Tease Coney Island, is out right now.
Yep.
And we appreciate you for joining us. It's been a long time. I know you're supposed to come here a couple of times, but thank you for joining us, brother.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
And congrats on the number one record again.
Thank you.
All right. It's the breakfast. Matter of fact, let's get into the record. I know you got a new record you're working on, so what you want to get into now?
We can get into that Loophole, man.
Loophole?
Yeah. Featuring 21 Savage.
21 Savage. Yeah. The Breakfast Club, good morning.
Let's get it.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Lane is out today. So if you want to give somebody donkey today, we open up the phone lines and allow you to do so. 800-585-1051. If you can give donkey today to whoever you want, your football team or your mama, your baby mama, your baby daddy, your coworker, it don't matter. You want to give somebody donkey today, 800-585-1051. You got to be fast, though. So get your stuff together, be concise, and get it in. And we're going to try to get as many of the people on the phones as we can. All right?
Yep.
Now let's get to Just With The Mess.
The news is real. Jess Lawrence, Jessica Robin Moore, Jess don't do no lies.
Jess is going to bring you numbers.
Just With The Mess. The news is real.
On The Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference. Keep it a stack.
So we had some rap girlies drop today. Lotto dropped Sunday service. She threw a couple jabs at Ice Spice. Earlier this week, we talked about the beef between, I wouldn't even consider it a beef, but the little squirrel. Between Lotto and Ice Spice when she dropped a snippet of her song Sunday Service. we just got audio. Let me play number one.
DJ be corny. Soon as Mikey see, then you know Mikey do. Do you rap or do you tweet? Cause I can't tell. Get in the booth. Yeah. Stop all that motherfucking yelling, ho. Cause I ain't buying what you're selling, ho. Think I'm the shit, bitch. I know it, ho. Jesus walked on water. I got ice boiling, ho.
Okay.
It's like a little spank on the wrist.
Okay.
A little tappy tap. Because you know she could have went in.
Yeah. but I like that. I like the fact that she puts it in her music. She's not tweeting. She's not putting it on IG. She's not going live. I like rappers to rap.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it is. And it seems kind of like fun for Lotto.
It does.
It just seems fun. I mean, she don't seem bothered at all by any of the speculations or anything that's ever said about her. She also talked about the cover, because remember earlier this week, everybody was speculating. She got all the rap girlies in there, from the OGs to the new girlies right now, and this is what she said about it.
Photo you posted on Instagram, what's that photo about?
It's really just like female rap from then to now. I feel like, you know, we the topic of the conversation, we the whole movement right now. So it's really like, what's the homage
to
rap from then to now? Even the bitches I'm beating with, you know what I'm saying?
Homage. I ain't never heard it like that. I like homage. So yeah, so like she said, she's paying homage. And then also, she said is very true. Even the girls that she don't, I guess, particularly care for, they're all still in, like, they're relevant right now, and everybody's being talked about, whether it's beef or not. So, like I said, it was a plot on promo, and I think it was great to roll out Sunday Service. Yeah. Congratulations to Young Miami on her 50-50 freestyle. She drops today as well. As y'all heard, that Academics diss was very, very, like, clear.
That's what you like.
Yes, you already know Academics. You a bitch. Period. I love that. So I'm going to be bumping
that's
the
that only line just remember today. Yep. That's the only line. And good morning to Young Miami. I'm sure she's listening right now. She's probably taking her son to school. Good morning. Yep,
that's my girl right there. All right, so we're going to dive into Nick Cannon. He is open to another relationship with Mariah Carey. He has never said anything other than that, though, when asked about Mariah Carey. He was in a recent interview with Justin Sylvester from E! And they asked him, Nick Cannon, if you would give another relationship to Mariah Carey. And he said, I mean, you got to ask her. Let me know what she say. And look, Justin revealed that he was actually going to be speaking with Mariah in a few weeks or whatever. And Nick said, okay, ask her, then text me, and then we can talk through it. Valentine's Day is in the air. You can be the chocolate cupid. Let's do it. I'm with it. Now, this is the thing.
Okay.
Just ask your kids to get on a parent trap type of situation. Wow. Why you got to go through it? Because obviously, Mariah.
Ask your kids, yeah. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Mommy, what's up with daddy?
Together.
You know, mommy, what's up?
Yeah.
You know? But this is the thing. If Nick really wanted to get back with Mariah, right? Uh-huh. Don't you think he'd stop having kids?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you was... You know, you want to get back.
Right. And then I don't know if this is like a pun on her getting attention from her or whatever, because how many times have we seen Mariah speak about Nick since they divorced?
Very few.
Like, seriously, like, she don't talk about this man.
Damn.
She don't even allow people to ask her about this man. I mean, and then what would she say? She don't like even being asked about anything or anybody other than herself. So
that's true.
You know, but I know that is the one that he was always in love with. Like, you can literally tell.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. But and like you said, Mariah Carey is about Mariah Carey. You know what happened when she came up here for an interview, right?
Oh my God,
you know the story she came up?
Uh-uh, no.
She came up with her own light person.
Uh-huh.
They had the light shining on her.
Uh-huh.
And then she turned off the rest of the lights. And Charlamagne was like, but you can't see us. And she was like, exactly.
It's not about y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all was really some nubs back then.
We was in the dark and she was all lit up and nice. Shout out to Mariah.
Shout out to Mariah. But Nick, I wish you well with that. I mean, you got too many kids now. I was like, would she even come back? Oh my God. Who knows though? Who knows? Monica is joining Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday tour. Monica was on Jennifer Hudson's show. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. And She announced that she's joining Nicki Minaj on her tour. The tour starts in Oakland on March 1st. And, yeah, we got audio, but we don't even really need to hear it now. I just said everything. Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, she did say that she would be joining her. So that's actually some good girl news that we got going on today. Congratulations to Monica and Nicki.
Yeah, I think that's dope. I would love to see one of the newer rap women as well on that tour too. I think that'd be dope. If like you said, an Ice Spice on there, because I know they're cool. Mm-hmm. Even JT released the record. Or Young Miami. I would love to see that with Nicki as well. I think that'd be a dope tour.
Because it's going to be different to see Nicki mixed with R&B. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be like crazy, but it's like, yeah, I think she should add another rap girl to it, one that she likes.
Yep. And that is Jess with the mess, because her news is real.
Period.
Now, Charlamagne is out, so if you want to give somebody donkey today, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey to, call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that is how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Sha.
Hey, Sha. Who do you want to give donkey to?
D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley?
Why? Number one, you don't go for... he's a punk to go for a female. You know, come at her. Number two, he went for her kids. You couldn't cuss at somebody all day, read them all day, but you never go for their kids. Mm-hmm. You don't do stuff like that. That's one thing I don't do. When I cuss, if I'm mad at you and I'm cussing at you or reading you, I never go for your kids. Especially if they're young, if they're disabled, or if they got some medical condition, I don't go for them. Now, if your kids are grown, they're 26 years old, and they really did something to me, and they really are beat, I'm going to say it, because your kids are grown, and they're responsible for themselves. But when your kids are young, or they're old and disabled, or got some medical condition, you don't go for people's kids.
Yes,
he could have read Monique all day long, but he went for her kids, and that's wrong. You don't never go for people's kids.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
No, hit dogs do holler, so I agree with her.
I don't know what he said about Monique's kids. I don't even know if he said anything about Monique's kids, but I don't go with nobody's kids. Once you go with somebody's kids, the gloves is off. It is what it is. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who you want to give donkey to?
Yeah, man, Wagwan, Pedro, you want to give donkey of the day and donkey of the universe to Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Donkey for... Yeah, man, the basketball clown.
Why, man?
The man, him have no, like, him can't get no female advice. Cause he no woman. He's a big millionaire and can't get no girl. We call that girl clown. He have how much million of dollars and can't get no woman there with him.
Nah, man, that man been married for years, so he can give advice about his relationship.
Like, Shani, let him, man, the best thing Shani do is have the phone, pick me see him, and five, pick me see him, and cut him loose.
Lord, he done had a relationship with Hoops, and then he had a relationship with Shani. You don't know who that man in relationship with now.
That man have to buy crutches, you know.
Yeah, no.
The man have to buy, and then he might end up on Instagram and all them things with the white people.
Nah, we're not talking about white people. We don't even know if he dated the white people.
He must have buy that. He must have, the white woman, he must have profile with them. They want to hold him hand in public.
Sing.
You know, to say a girl clown that. Man, Shaquille O'Neal are the biggest girl. He's my donkey of the day.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Mule. You call it the mule of the day.
Okay, thank you, brother. Are you going to see One Love, Bob Marley? You hung up on him?
Damn.
Hello, who's this?
It's Andrew Johnson.
Andrew.
What's up, DJ Envy, Jeff Hilary?
Hello,
up,
baby.
Who you want to give donkey to?
Charlamagne the God.
Why? Wow, what's Charlamagne doing?
For the second day in a row, man. I guess Monique scared his ass with that apology. He decided not to show up to work today.
You know, he had that on the schedule a while ago. He just ain't take it off because of Monique now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you looking out for your mans. I already know. Jeff, we know what the deal is, right?
We know what the deal is, boo.
We already know what the deal is. Monique scared this ass.
Right.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to the 251 Mobile, Alabama?
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Shout out to Mobile, Alabama 251, but I currently stay in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, all right. Hey. Well, thank you, Andrew. Andrew, let me ask you a question.
All right.
You ever send a penis pic to a girl?
I think I just sent one of those yesterday, but we're going to keep that on the low, though. My daughters might be in the car listening, so we're going to keep that on the low.
Okay. All right, thank you, Andrew. All right.
Hey, one more thing. Hold up. Autumn, Elijah Johnson, have a good day at school, baby. Daddy love y'all.
Well, that's what it is. That's Donkey of the Day. Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Friday. And it comes from Drake's allegedly playing with his meat on social media.
Yeah, on social media, yes.
So we're asking the ladies out there, do you like getting D-pics? 800-585-1051. Women, do you like getting D-pics? Andrew just called. He sends them all the time. Drake, he got caught allegedly playing with his, and that's what we're asking.
Yo, you don't know if he sent them all the time.
Well, Andrew said he just sent it a minute ago.
Right.
All right, I don't know if he said he just sent it a minute ago, but that is the question. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's Freaky Friday. Goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question goes to all the women out there, all the ladies out there. Do you guys love receiving D-pics? Now, this comes from, of course, Drake's picture, allegedly. I don't. We don't know if it was Drake or not, but it was a video release that people are saying is Drake. So that's what we're asking.
Yeah.
So, Jess, do you?
It depends on who it's from. Like, if I like you, have a, and then if I ask for one, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And if I like you, okay, cool.
I tell you, somebody caught me one time on a plane. I'm on a plane and somebody hit me with an airdrop, right? And this is when airdrops was early on, and I was like, I was curious. I'm like, who sent me an airdrop? I'm thinking one of my people's on a plane. I click it and bam, it was just like
it was just a big piece penis, of meat, like right just, there,
just there. And
you was trying to fight anyone on the plane.
I was trying to look and see who sent me that. I was trying to see who was giggling or laughing. I couldn't find nobody, but I was like, I don't use my airdrops. But yeah, but don't send random DPs.
Yeah, don't do it.
We got Ashley on the line. Ashley, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
We good, boo.
Good,
what's
good,
up?
Good. Do you like receiving DPs?
Well, I do like to receive them from my man and my significant other, but not just random from somebody else.
Right.
I got
not
you.
I mean, somebody that I'm like, you know what I mean.
I got you. Thank you, mama. Jay.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
So what I was telling my man before is like, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. If you feeling fancy, make it a thread. Send me some attachments. Let me see it live if you got an iPhone. I want to see your hand move on it a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I know you make it sound spicy, girl. I know that's right.
She said, let me see it live. I want to see it moving. Okay.
I want to see your hand move. And then if you really feeling fancy, you can send me a little video of you doing, you know, your little thing.
Ah.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I'm just saying. But I do like a good D-pick. Call it Freaky D.
Okay. Jay, do you send it back when your man send you some or some random send you back? You send one back?
Oh, for sure. Listen, I have an iPhone and I'm new to this, not true to this. So I will quickly reply to the images that I have received and send a little image back, you know.
What if you at work, Jay?
I mean, that's the best time to do it.
Look, she got an OnlyFans. I feel like she got an OnlyFans.
Don't do that. I tried it for a week. It was too much work. So I will sneak off to the bathroom and take a little quick flick just to hit the reply button back. I know what he like.
She like that spice. Okay, well, happy Freaky Friday, right, girl.
Jay, how old are you, Jay? How old are you, Jay?
32.
All right.
32,
you don't want to look up. You all look up and you see your pictures online, so just be careful.
Yeah, be careful, girl.
All right.
Thank you.
That was cute. She cute.
Sasha.
Hey,
Sasha. Hey, do you like receiving D-pics?
So, if it's unsolicited and you know you ugly and you ain't got at least a Comcast remote, don't piss me off. Okay?
Ooh.
Don't send it to my inbox. But if you find and you know you're working with something, you go ahead and send it to me if you want. I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay. So, you can't. So, you don't like them if the guy's ugly?
Yeah, no. Don't piss me off. Because you're going to send it to me. Obviously, you're trying to invite me to something. You're going to send it to me. I'm going to go to your page and see that you're ugly, and I'm going to be mad.
Oh, man. But what if it's a good-looking meat? Like, it's good-looking meat. You can't put the face aside for that?
You better be funny.
Damn. You better be funny. I know that's right. I know that's right. It got to be something that attracts me because the deed just ain't. Okay.
Thank you, Sasha. All right. 800-585-1051. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. We're asking, ladies, do you like receiving D pics? That is the question. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday.
It's freaky.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hey, look, we're on my freestyle.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. Just
seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club, and it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And today's Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from Drake. Allegedly, you know, his pictures were, or video was released. And we're asking, ladies, do you like receiving D-pics? Jess says she doesn't mind as long as it's her man.
Yeah.
Or somebody she's attracted to.
Yes.
And we got Lady Diva on the line. Lady Diva, good morning.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, girl.
Jess Hilarious, I love you.
you. Congratulations on your position, girl. I'm rooting for you the whole time.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Now, Lady Diva, do you like receiving D picks?
I mean, honestly, if you're going to send it, make sure that thing on full throttle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, girl. I understand.
I need to see the veins popping out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you don't want to see no just, I just woke up, D, or
I don't need that slink, that slinky Drake try to put in the mirror, baby. You can put that up.
Damn. All right, Lady Diva. Hello, who's this?
This is Christina.
Hey, Christina. Good morning. Do you like receiving D-picks?
Good morning. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, girl.
I'm so happy you're there.
Thank you, boy.
No, I don't. It's disgusting.
Not even from your man?
Nah, not from the man. What are we sending for? Like, are you sending me that because you're letting me know you know how to do something with it? Like, I don't know. Like, you sending me that. I don't know if you even know how to use it.
D, don't you have a, like,
it's
if your boyfriend,
to me.
Let's say your boyfriend's in a mood, he wants to send you a picture of his meat. No?
She like, I see it at home.
Nah, that's my man. I could take that. I know what he's doing with that. Yeah. But I'm saying random people that's dating, we don't want that. We don't need that.
Yeah.
That's your ego, and you can hold that.
Yeah, okay. Especially if it's unwarranted, 9X for it. Don't ever let me open up my phone and just see it.
Hey, hello, yeah. Who's this?
Cece.
Hey, Cece. Do you like receiving D-picks?
No, I don't like receiving D-picks. Wow. They don't do nothing for me.
I feel you, girl.
Not even your man, your boyfriend?
No, not even my man. I'd rather you send me a picture of how you look today or a fresh haircut or something. That'll turn me on more than a D pic.
Okay.
Or when a man is in the gym and he just got finished working out,
that'll turn me on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
that. When's the last time you had
sex? Especially if the D pic is random, it's definitely not gonna turn me on.
Absolutely.
So let's say your man just woke up, he horny, he said, "Babe, I'm sending this to you." Nah?
No.
When's the last time you had sex, Cece?
Just tell me in the first week of January.
All right. About a month. Okay. All right. You need to get more D-picks into you, Cece.
I'm gonna block you.
Yeah, she gonna block.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Monique.
Hey, Monique.
Hello.
We talking D-picks this morning. You like them?
No. We do not like D-picks. Females do not prefer D-picks.
You got your kids like, in the car I'm talking about D-picks this morning?
Oh, sick.
I do. Like, I'm not, but I got my little baby, so he don't understand. So, like, I'm from Charleston, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have this group called Charleston Tea. Y'all would not believe how many dudes got exposed in that group. So, it's for inboxing the pics.
It's called Charleston D?
Charleston Tea.
Charleston D. Charleston oh. Tea.
Charleston T.
Charleston, South Carolina, South Town, baby.
Mm-hmm. And it's the T of Charleston going around up in there.
Charlemagne ain't in there, right?
No, Charlemagne ain't in there.
All right, good. Just making sure.
Yeah, no.
I got to keep Baze D out of there. Pause.
No, he ain't in there.
Have a good one. What's the moral of the story, Jeff?
Don't send them unless you asked or unless that's your woman, because you could end up online just like these girls could be ending up online.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when we come back, it's time for Pass the Aux. Nyla's here. She's playing some of the newest music, so some of the music that she needs to put us up on. So we're going to talk to Nyla when we come back. Pass the Aux is in minutes. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey. The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, and it's time for Pass the Aux.
Go DJ.
What's up, Nyla?
Hey, girl.
Look at that new intro. Congrats, Jess.
Thank you, boo.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
All right, so I was really looking forward to today because of this Lotto record.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been here for the back and forth because I think we were talking about it before how like we just wanted people to get in the booth.
And
yeah,
rap.
I like that Lotto is actually coming with this energy. So yeah. Obviously I'm coming with Sunday service.
Hey.
I got ice boiling. No, I mean, I love the fact that she's rapping. I like rappers rapping and the fact that she's in the booth spitting. I love it. And hopefully, you know, Ice Spice will get back in the booth. And I just love it. I love rap.
Yeah, for
same.
Sure.
You think it's going to keep going back and forth or you think it's crickets after that?
I think Spice is going to say something else. I mean, like, she's younger. She's like... Nah, and then you know you got friends and people probably in her ear like, oh, you, she said she got you boiling like you ice. Like, she probably gonna come back with something else because like, I honestly didn't know that fart was about her until she was about Lotto until she said it.
I didn't know either.
I would have never thought listening to that. Oh, she talking about. She definitely talking about Lotto.
And honestly, I feel like even in this record, it's not just about ice. Yeah. I feel like some bars kind of hit other people, things, but too. I'm not gonna. I'll let the internet catch that if they catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so you guys know this is my last week in Atlanta. Well, my last week on this trial period in Atlanta. And while I was out there, I tapped in with this artist named BHMPZ, and he has a record out there called Webby Flow that's really going crazy right now. Mm.
That's dope.
That girl, give me that. That's dope.
Webby Flow, they pulled up on me at Apartment 4B when I was DJing in the basement. So, and after I used their record to promote the flyer, so I thought that was cool.
That's dope.
I like the record. Shout out to Louis V, of course.
Louis V, what up?
That's my guy.
Lastly, I'm going to go with, I'm sorry, I don't have my contact. But lastly, I'm going to go with the new Glorilla record, Yeah Glow.
Oh, good. I haven't heard this one. Yo, she remind me of Project Pat.
Yeah?
I just her voice, her cadence, all that. I really like Glow's
voice. I like
voice.
Glorilla too, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glow be spitting.
And the very beginning of the record has this, what is it? Run up, get done up. Run up, get done up. Mm-hmm. Flip. Remember that record?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, brought me joy. I don't know. But yeah,
I like
that. Super fly.
Shout out to Glorilla.
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to Glorilla. If you guys liked what you guys heard, definitely make sure you tune into the Certified Vibe playlist. You can do it by following me on Instagram and clicking the link in bio at NYLASYMONEEE. Also, catch me in Brooklyn next Friday DJing at Babble Off. We have another vibe check. And
hey.
Yes.
You've been doing good. Every record you've been picking been home runs.
Right.
The last one, the last 4 or 5 weeks. Every record you've been hitting home runs.
Was it bad before?
Some was a little iffy every once in a while, but you've been home runs ever since. You've been home runs ever since. All right, I ain't all go right. front.
I'll all take right. it. Thank you.
Now I'll be tapping into the vibes. That's what's good. All
Thanks, right. guys.
Now let's get to the mix. You know, Usher's performing at the Super Bowl this Sunday, so it's only right we do an Usher mix. Hit me up right now, 800-585-1051. Let me know your favorite Usher joint. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're checking out the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Black History Month, and every day for Black History Month, B-Dot fills us in on some Black history. That's mm-hmm. right, with the podcast. I didn't know. Maybe you don't either. Let's check it out.
Now, wait a minute. Season 2 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, right here on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I've told you about my borderline obsession with the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. But I've recently learned that their genesis is Oakland, California, just as much as it is Lowndes County. Hell, I'd never even heard of a Lowndes County. Lowndes County is described as a rural, economically deprived county sandwiched between two historic giants, Selma and Montgomery, Alabama. Now, you need to know the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, the LCFO. They were a local political party, and the LCFO chose the crouching Black Panther as its symbol. Now, Stokely Carmichael, who's the originator of the phrase Black Power, was in Lowndes working with the SNCC. They were trying to register voters. Now, the SNCC is the SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. They were a group put together to help register voters and galvanize that Black enthusiasm around voting. Stuff we're going to need this year, 2024. Now, Alabama laws required political parties to have a symbol. So, the new party chose the Black Panther, which was eventually adopted by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale when they created the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. They said they chose the Black Panther because, like the Panther, Lowndes County's African Americans had been pushed back into the corner and would come out fighting for life or death. The media dubbed the LCFO the Black Panther Party. The spirit of the LCFO spread across the country, and so did their party's Black Power slogan and their Black Panther emblem. Hence the similarities when Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton founded the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 1966. But folks ain't like that down there in Lowndes. No. See, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was too militant for their liking. See, the LCFO viewed themselves as a political party that didn't encourage the use of violence at all. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense viewed themselves as a political party as well. However, they wanted all the smoke. No provocation, however, always with retaliation. Hasn't that thing constantly plagued us all when we're deciding how to attack this visceral plague of a disease called racism? Should we be nonviolent like Martin? Or get freedom by any means necessary like Malcolm? A nonviolent political party like LCFO, or a revolutionary political party like the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense? There's a book called Bloody Lowndes, and it has a careful analysis of the 1966 Hassan Kwame Jeffries. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know.
I will salute to B Dot, and don't forget he does the podcast each and every day. I didn't know, maybe you didn't either, his podcast on Black History for Black History Month. All right, now when we come back, Jess Hilarious has the positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the God. Nyla is still here. What you doing this weekend? Anything?
No, I'm actually going to go home this weekend, mm-hmm. you know, and then come back up here. I got to come back a day early since I got to be in here Monday at 3 a.m. So, yeah. So I'm just going to go home for 2 days and just enjoy my son mm-hmm. or whatever and then head on back. That's it.
All right, Nyla, what you doing this weekend? Anything?
I'm actually going home too. I'll be in Maryland.
Hey.
Watching the Super Bowl with my parents.
That's what's up. Okay. Who y'all got for the Super Bowl?
Well, we got sat down a long time ago. I'm a Steelers fan, for those who don't know. And then the Ravens, they just got sat down too. Sorry, Baltimore. So I don't know who I'm going to take. I'm just there for Usher, to be honest with you.
Yo, same. Retweet.
I'm here for Usher.
All right. I want to see Mahomes win again. Why not? I mean, hey, I want to see the Chiefs win. I mean, my Giants out of it. I would love to see Mahomes. But I just want to see a good game. And, of course, Usher.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. You got a positive note, Jess?
Yes. If you don't know nobody's business through and through, don't get in it. And just be yourself and follow your dreams.
Keep God first.
Yes, all that. But yes.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.